We will start the prayer first for Tikkun Azor. Ribbono Alamim v'Adonai Adonim Avrachamim v'Aslichot Miyadim. Anachnu lefanecha Adonai Eloheinu Ravotenu v'kedushah v'shtecha Torata. Shtecha Aviya. Shekavdanu l'Torotecha l'Avodot Avodot HaKadosh. Da'at Alochenu k'Zodot Torotecha. Hakedusha ma'anu ma'chayenu ma'asher asita imanu chesed gedol kadeh. Al ken anachnu mepilim l'Tachnu lefanecha. Shetimchol v'tislach l'kol chatotenu v'avotenu v'ali yehu avonotenu mavdilim b'neinu l'fanecha. Ken yi ratzon lefanecha Adonai Eloheinu v'lo avotenu. כולן את לבבינו לרתך ולאהבתך, ותקשיב את זוננו אוזניך לברנו אלו, ותפתח לנו לבבות, לבבינו הערל בסודות תורתך, ולבדנו זה נחת רוח, לפני כתוב כזה כסא כבודך, כרך ניחוח, תציל לנו אור מקור נשמתנו, וכל בחירתנו של זאת, ושיתנוצצו נצרות עבדך הקדושים, אשר לדע גילית, דבריך אלה בעולם, זכותם, זכות אבותם, זכות דורות.
Hi everybody, we continue with Tikkuni Azor from what we studied yesterday. I understand Debbie just told me that there is I'm actually live. Usually we record it and then we add it. Hopefully you're going to understand. It's again, it's continuation for what I do in the last, if I'm not mistaken, 20 days or more than that. We started in Rosh Chodesh Elul, and I'm doing it every day, but we start long time ago. We start 1 year ago. I'm in Tikkun Eser, the 10 Tikkun in verse Lamed, and I'm reading. The keter, I know a dikna, the arichanpin, and the keter that we call a dikna. Dikna means the beer. Bot luim banim chaim v'mezonot. What's come from there? Banim, children, or sons, chaim, how long the person is going to live, u'mezonot, and how much food or money you're going to have. Shumatzliach et kulam. And from there come all the success of the individual, the person. והוא קטר לא תלוי במזל. And the crown, which we call קטר, לא תלוי במזל. It's not depend on... מזל mean good luck. Good luck. But מזל is also, also something that it's... if you remember when they crossed the Red Sea and God said to Moshe Rabbeinu, בעתיק עתליה מילתא. Meaning everything is depends on atik, on the upper level. It's not depends on the lower level. For that reason, lo talui b'mazal, mazal is a location. Mishum ze emidu b'masechet Moed Katan, it's saying in the section of Moed Katan, in the Talmud, banim chayim v'mezonot, children and how long you're going to live, and how long, how much money you're going to have, lo b'zchut ha'davar talui. It not depends on how good you are and what you're doing, ela b'mazal talui. It only depends on the mazal. Only depends on the mazal. Talui davar ki chesed uzchud. Because chesed is a merit. Chesed is merit. A little disturbing of noise. I asked Debbie if you can close the door so we can you can hear me okay because I know I'm live. Usually we edit. So now when you're live. Can we close the door? Oh, the door is closed? Okay, good. Oh, good. Sorry for let you wait. The cameraman just left, so I had to wait until she's back. She's back. Pirush. Ki be'echal zchut, in the chamber of zchut, in the chamber of merit, ikar shlita ulebchinat ahava. The merit, there is a chamber, a different type of chamber. In the chamber called Zchut, there's a chamber called Merit. Ikar shlita hu lebchinat ahava. Most of the control come from love. What does that mean? Ki hazdonot enam nehefchim lezochiyot al yedei ahava. It say, in Masechet Yoma, in the section of Yoma, in the Talmud of Yoma, there is a verse which is very weird. And the verse say, that when a person do tshuva me'ahava, when a person do repentance from love, all the bad thing he did purposely, changing into a good thing he did. Now, of course, that's an axiom. That's a very difficult part, truly, to understand how can that be. But we're not going to go and explain it right now, and I'm sorry for that. Shaladei tshuva me'ahava, through the repentance from love, zdonot ne'asim lo kezachuyot. Omnam be'mazal ha'elyon shusot tzarot de'dikna, but in that place called upper mazal, which is the beer, the air of the beer of Arichanpin. Again, don't fall into the physical description, because we are talking about the way to describe spiritual thing with physical description. עיקר השליטה הוא שם לבחינת יראה. So in that level, most of the control, the domination of that area is by יראה. יראה either means fear, or respect, or awe, or awareness. Let's call it יראה, from לראות, you can see. And what we talked, the level we talked about before was אהבה, love. כי על כן נקראות שערות, מלשון שערות. What the reason we call air, H-A-I-R, or S, airs. Okay, why we call it שערות? Similar to words in Hebrew, you say שערות is airs, but שערות mean storm. Sound almost the same. שערות, שערות, storm. ובנים חיים ומזונות, הם אינם נמשכים אלא בכוח העירה. The way you can draw children, if you don't have kids, life, if you want to live longer, ומזונות and money, if you want to have money, they're only coming from יראה. You have to activate יראה. It's basic, we're reading it before Rosh Hashanah. So Debbie's idea is a good idea that I'm doing it live to all of you. So you need to have יראה before Rosh Hashanah if you want to draw that out, that blessing down. But what does that mean to have ira? How does it look like to have ira? Being aware, having fear, and being having respect and awe, you act differently. You act differently when something or someone that you mostly respect sitting in the same room with you, I think we're all going to act differently. It's called ira. ועל כן הם לא יכולים לבוא מאכל זכות אלא מסערות דיקנה דרך הפי שם מדד ירה. So the chamber that they're coming is not coming from the chamber of merit. It's coming from Se'arot Dikna, from the air of the beer, of Arich and Pin. That's where Ira is. That's where an awe is. וזה אמרו, וקטר שהוא Se'arot Dikna, ביטלין בנאי חיי ומזוני. לכן זהו זכותה. שהוא סוד אהבה, שלדה נעשים בזדונות לזכויות. If you reach a level that you do tshuva from Ahava, if you reach a level that you want to get closer to the Creator, because you love the Creator. Everybody say, hey, I love God, I love God, I love God. No, you have to go through all the tests possible and then love God. It's not how much you love God when things are great. It's how much you love God when things are not making sense. Meaning you pray all day long, you give all the merit of charity, you help the poor, and then, God forbid, few bad things start to happen to you. Now, do you still have love? That's a question. It's not you have love because you feel it. Not you have love because it's working well. Those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, you should read the story of Job. Job. The Job is a story about a man who basically had to go through so much chaos in his life, and the test, will he continue loving God? So only with love you can transform everything from negative to positive. But children, life, and money is actually one level down. And on this, it's funny, it's exactly what I told you before. Love bizchut atalia milta. It not depends on merit. Shusod ahava, because ahava is a high level. Eleva bazala talia milta. Shusod ira. Those three things depend on ira. Ira you can develop. But you cannot fall into fear of death. Or fear of being punished. That's not ira. Ira'at ha'onesh, punishment, ira, punishment, awareness of punishment, awe is not as pure awe. Which means if I respect you because I'm afraid of you, it's not the same as I respect you for respecting you. Different. I hope you understand it. ובזה מותב יותר מה שאמר רבנו האריזל. Now we understand what Rabbi Isaac Luria said, say Tikkuni HaZohar, or say Rav Brandvan actually here, שהכן לא נזכרו אבא ואמא בידרא רבא. For that reason, those of you familiar with the Idra Rabba, Idra Rabba is when the gathering, the large gathering, referred to the Idra Zuta, small gathering, it was only 7 people. Idra Rabba, it was 10 people. You know what they meant in Israel. So, you don't mention Abba ve'ima there. You don't mention father and mother that relate to Kedr ve'chokhma. משום שאבא ואמא הם נחלו בדיקנה, שלכאורה תמוע, מעניין אבא ואמא אצל דיקנה. כמובן שהם כמעט בחינה אחת ממש דהיינו יראה. they didn't mention because it belong to what we call the hair on your face, on your beard. And again, this represent different level. It's a level of yirah, awareness and awe. So those of you just join me, we start yesterday talking about the Yud Kevavke, how it's built. So that was the Vav. Now we're going into the A. A Aktana, Dainu A Achona Shashem Havaya, the last A of Yud Kevavke, the Tatshe Gamaten, Shu Sod A Zira Be'Avraham. Those of you familiar with the scriber or the Torah, how you write the Torah, in the word Bereshit, in the word Avraham, there is small A there. So this A related to the last A of the Yud Kevavke. How come? Let's find out. Itmut Adam. She's in the shape of human being. How can that be? Besoda katuv itmut pneim pnei Adam. So far we accomplish three animal that exist on the chair or the throne of honor of God. One of them is lion, bull, eagle, and now human. Through that, the name of God has been complete. Because you have to the chair, you have four pillars. Yud, K, Vav, and K. That's the last K. Dainu Yira Ve'ava, Torah Mitzvah. What is those four sides of the chair made from? O, love, Torah, and Mitzvah. Vi, Ainu A, Yamalchut HaKdusha. This last A is the holy malchut. I mitzvah. I know asiyat mitzvot. Now we know. So what was the vav? Torah. Very good. What is the last A? Mitzvah. What is mitzvah? The action of mitzvot. Even going and buy food for Shabbat is mitzvah. Giving donation is mitzvah. You got to look for those physical mitzvot. Till Rosh Hashanah, every person, can I give charity? You give charity. I don't know if you write a check or you give a credit card. You give that. Always give extra with cash, with something. And say, can I give that to be used for something? Or I just want to give you that gift. You got to go out of yourself to give physical thing. Or last year, somebody had the merit to go with me and carry with me all the lulavim and etrogim and everything from Pico all the way to my house. Doesn't seem like a big deal. Very big deal. It changed the person's life. So those kind of things make a difference. Physical mitzvot. You know, so somebody asked me last time I flew a long time ago if I can pick you up from the airport. I say, I don't need it. Then they pick me up from the airport and I said to them, why? And they said, because I want to. That's also a mitzvah. You pick your teacher, you pick up your teacher from the airport, very big deal. You give a teacher a tea and he like it, big deal. All what you do, it's a big deal. My mom will never let a day pass without she cook something for that Kabbalist who used to live in our neighborhood. She got to cook. She have to cook. Receive it, not receive it, different story. So you need to start chasing those opportunity. You don't know how to cook? Go buy something. Go buy something. Knock on the door. Hey, teacher, I want to give you that. Hey, teacher, I want to give you. What do you care if they want it or not? If you make an effort to give, that's a shame. You don't do it for the teacher. You do it because God said that you have to do mitzvot with action. So you have to look for those mitzvot with action. What else can I do? You got to do those things. I remember when I was in Canada many years ago, I told people that what left from the Holy Temple was cleaning for Shabbat and decorating for Shabbat. And people took my words very seriously in Canada, Toronto it was. And from that day on, till today by the way, 28 years after, in that location, people don't let that rabbi or that teacher to clean their house. Even the rabbis have to say, I don't want it. They come and say, okay, if you don't want us, we send a cleaning person to come and clean your place and to decorate your place for Shabbat. They like it because they get mitzvah. So every act of mitzvah that you do, it has to be an act. Or you somebody send in your name, let's say you pay $20 for somebody to go ahead and clean the floor of where your teacher will pray, you get married. All those little things make a difference. But you have to do it for God, not for the teacher. God said, do it for the teacher. So you fulfill the mitzvah of God. not serving the teacher for the teacher, because that can become an idol worshiping. You understand? I hope you understand. It's complicated. So you do the mitzvot not for the sake of the teacher. You do the mitzvot for the sake of you doing the mitzvot for God. This is how you complete the A of Yudke Vavke, and that's how you do actually the tshuva. Asiyat mitzvot. Shei malchut shorah beramach evarim. How do you do the mitzvah of A? Through your 248 organ, or women, 252 organ. Shem neged ramach mitzvot aseh. You have how many action of mitzvot you have to do? 248. V'torah u'mitzvah aleem, and Torah u'mitzvah aleem v'niglot lanu. If you remember, in this week when we're reading Nitzavim, not tomorrow, Shabbat morning, we're going to read Nitzavim, and you're going to see anistarot la'ashem elokenu, and the nistarot is for God, v'niglot lanu l'banenu ad olam, and there is 11 dots there. Some other Torah has 15 dots. There's different opinion. So, what does that mean, aniglot lanu? Whatever revealed to us, what is the revealed to us? Two things, Torah v'mitzvot. What is not revealed to us? Chokhmah v'bina, which is ahava v'ira, love and awe. Because nobody knows if you have love and awe when you do that. But you got to do it. You got to do it. But if you serve your teacher for your teacher, you lost it. If you serve a teacher to do the mitzvah for God, you got it. I hope it's clear. That's why I don't like when people start serving me. I look at their face if they even know the mitzvah, you know, serving their teacher. And sometimes I see that they don't. And if it gives them their pleasure, why not? But if they do it for the mitzvah and they're serving me, they're not getting the light. If they do the mitzvah for serving God and they're using me to get the mitzvah, I love it. Yeah, I hope you're clear on that. It's like it's a mitzvah for me to teach. So if I teach you to make you impressed by me, I don't do the mitzvah. If I teach you because God command me to teach people, then I get the mitzvah. So the same thing with the service. It's long. It's a long subject. I hope it's up. So, I want to go in the same time. I always use two commentary. I enjoy that. So, the other commentary on the Zohar, it's called Matok Midvash. And Matok Midvash say, רק השם יראה ללבב, אבל התורה מצוות הם נגלות ונראות לעין. It say, the Torah מצוות is revealed to every eyes, if the person do it or not do it. הורה את הלימוד התורה, בלא דחילו לרחיבו שושם באבא ואמא, or the person study Torah, but he doesn't do it with דחילו and רחימו. דחילו ורחימו meaning with fear and with mercy, meaning with love and awe. לא פחללה. Then the Torah doesn't go to the right place. כי עסק התורה צריך להיות כדי לייחד לזכר ונקבה. ובין ייחוד אבא ואמא תחילה לידי אהבה ואירה. If you don't make the ייחוד, שלידי ייחודם נמשכים מוכין לזכר ואירה, זה מתייחדים. בין לזכר וגם יכולים להתייחד. לא משכח שבע תחתונים. If a person when they study Torah say the Gra, this is come from the Gra. The Gra is Rabbi Gaon מווילנה. Rabbi Eliyahu Vilna was a big Kabbalist for Russia. שזה, if you don't study the Torah with love and with awe or fear, then you cannot, with your study, elevate a certain amount of light that will come eventually down here to this world. ואחרי שאמר שירידת השפע ילדי ייחוד, זכר ונקבה, שולדה לימוד התורה באהבה, והיא רשור שם באהבה ואימא, ואחרי בקטר נטלו הירידת השפע במעשה בני אדם, וקטר שהוא עריך הבנין, שהוא קטר כללות האצילות, באתי לבני אדם בזולם. שם שורש גם לדברים הללו, שבהם תלוי קיום העולם. The whole world depends on that. מפרש באיזה מקום בריך אנפילים תלויים וכאמר, מבית מזלות ונוצר ונקה. If you want to know, where is this energy come from? Let's say, yes, I need money. Yes, I need children. Yes, I want to live a long life. I want to be healthy. And I want all of it that's promised to me. Where do you find it after you do all of it? Where do you find it? When we say on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Kippur, on Slichot, Vayavor, you know, there is Notzer, is the eighth part of the 13 attribute, and the 13th part of the 13 attributes, it's called Notzer Venake, it's called Bet Mazalot, שכל הפרצויים התחלויים מקבלים שפעה מהם. Everything that you want comes from these two words. ויהיו, אבל זה רבי לוטליה במזלה, למעשים של בני ישראל התחתונים. But if you want to activate something in the physical world, it depends on your action. דיינו לא דנים אותם בערך על הזכות, אם אותו לא יבזכויות בני אדם, לא יקיו בעולם. אלא מזלת על המיטה, ששם אין שום פגם מגיע, יכול להשפיע גם לדברים הללו, של זכויות. שהזכויות להיות דבר כספות שהראשון בלי מורח חסד. And you continue. Again, I'm reading from a different aspect of Zohar. So for a person to be complete, you got to find out within you your love toward the Creator, your fear or awe toward the Creator, your study of Torah, which you're doing now, and the doing of the mitzvot. Those are four things that have to be in front of your eyes for morning tonight. Am I loving? Am I awe? Am I fear? Am I studying Torah? Am I doing mitzvot? Those are the four things. If you have those four things, everything opens up to you. For example, when you give charity, the charity itself is physicality. So that's malchut. But if you do the charity and you study Torah while you do the charity, when you study how to do it, and then you connect it with awe, with fear, that what is the fear can be there. You have so much respect that God gives you the ability to give, and then you love the idea that God gives you to be the giver. Those are four things through the mitzvah of tzedakah. For that sake, the Ari said that nothing is more powerful than charity before Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Nothing is more powerful. Person have to chase. Chase. You know, I saw one time a rabbi running away and a student chasing. And he took it literally, the student, that he's supposed to chase the rabbi. Because in the Zohar in Truma, there is a Zohar in Truma, it says that you have to chase your teacher to give him. You're going to chase your teacher to give, to give, to give. To give him gift, it's called Doron. It's a whoever give their teacher a gift, it's almost like he put a sacrifice in the temple at Jerusalem. So when you give a gift, whatever it is, a jewelry, whatever it is, food to eat, whatever it is, something that is useful. I have a gentleman who always buy me book, God bless him. And through the books that he buy me, I can study and I can teach more. He had the merit. He had the merit. That is merit. To do it all the time. So, with that thing, he's chasing that opportunity. He never doubted. So if I say, hey, I need that book, and sometimes I'm saying it purposely, not nice, he still say yes. You know, he still say yes. So this is to show how you need to chase the mitzvah. You got to chase it. היא המלכות שכללה לכולה, כולל את כל הפרצפים שכולה משפיעים בה, ולדה יורד את השפע לתחתונים, ועל כולה לצורך כל המשכות השפע, אדם צריך להמשיך שם מה החדש. So, because מלכות is nourishing everything, we need to inject מה. מה is מם-הי. מם-הי, those of you not familiar with, is מילוי אלפין. זה יותקבב כמילוי אלפין, יות ובדלת, אי, אי, אלף, וו לבב, אי, אלף. Together it's all 45, 45 is אדם, אדם, is ma. So we need the malchut as to receive the ma, which is called Adam. So when you say Adam, Aleph is 1, Dalet is 4, Mem is 40 together, very good, 45. So for that reason, we say Adam, Adam means 45. 45 is the fulfillment of the name of Tatshe Gavet of the Yudke Vavke that belong to Zeher Anpin. Da, machshava. Ma ze machshava? Thought, idea. Machshava start with men. What's the end of the word machshava of thought? Hey, what is together? 45. What stay in the middle? Chashav, thinking. Chashav ma. When a person do the mitzvot with love and awe, צליק כולו עד אין סוף. When you do mitzvah, and the easiest mitzvah again to do is tzedakah, remember. Don't ever forget, tzedakah is the easiest mitzvah to do, but the most important now, especially from now till Yom Kippur. Chase the mitzvah of tzedakah. There's nothing more powerful than that. Do it right. Do it right with the consciousness. If you don't know the consciousness, I don't know, Texas. The mitzvah is Yud. The receiver hand is 5, is A. The giver is Yud, the money. The 5 finger is A. The arm of the receiver have to meditate, that's Vav. And the receiver is another A, is A. When you do it that way, and you do it with love and awe, you're lucky. Yeah, that's what I can tell. לסליק כולה עד הסוף עולים המים נוקבים עד אדם קדמון. So, when you do it that way, it's going away all the way to אדם קדמון. It's the highest level. הנקרא אין סוף, we call it אין סוף. And your tzedakah, your mitzvah, your thing that you're doing going all the way to the אין סוף. Okay? וגורמים ייחוד אב וסג. And you connect because of that, יוד כבב כיודין, which is called אב, 72, to connect to 63, which is יוד כבב כסג. Okay? Shem Chokhmah v'Bina da Adam Kadmon, which is the Chokhmah of Bina of Adam Kadmon, but it doesn't know that Shem Ma. And through that, they give birth to the name they call Ma, the 45. Achata shehu sod ha-mem ma'im duchin. Menishach ha-shefa le-kol ha-partzofim, and then all the faith is fulfilled with light. Ota yesh la-lim kula elav et ata, ki ha-malchut shel olam ha-lion nesa atik. The malchut of the upper world become atik, ve-keter bo-olam shel ha-mata v'bina. Because there is two names to keter. One called atik, one called Keter. Atik comes from the word copy. Copy. So, Keter has two names. When it's talking about the Malchut of Adam Kadmon, it's Atik, because it's Ne'etak. It's a copy of what's above. When it's called Keter, it's the Keter of the Olam Hazeh. So it's both in the same way. So this is, from here, now I'm going to move back to the Tikkunei Zohar Hazeh. I just want to make sure I say it. So it's a, Rav Brandt say, "Otorah mitzvot bli torerut shli Rav Ava lo yechola la'alot ze lakum lifnei ya." So if you don't have awakening of love and awe, whatever you do cannot rise high. For that reason, you see a lot of people give tzedakah and they don't see miracle. They don't. They give a lot of money. They don't see miracle. Simply because when they give the money, there's no love or awe. They do it because either they want to impress the teacher or the organization. It has to be done Kabbalistically right. At least from now till even Hoshana Rabbah or Sukkot Yom Kippur, you got to do it right. So it's a, לא יכולה לעלות ולקום לפני יא, כלומר ליחד שם יודקה בבאו כלהמשיך המוכין דאב אבים על הזער הפין, היא היינו מלכות, כולם כל הסביבות נכללות בה, אבל כולם אדם יודקה בבאו כמעט, המחשבה, תראה לי מוכין דגדלות, המלא את כולם עד אין סוף. Why do we call it מחשבה? Why do we call it thought, say Rav Brandwein? Because the thought, meaning מוכין, מוכין mean livelihood, or light, or energy, and of the ארנפין. And this is called, all of it is included in גדלות, meaning greatness. Just want to see if there is anything that I didn't say before. Now, what's good about Malchut if Malchut represents judgment? So it say these four animals, as we say, lion, bull, eagle, and Adam, a human. בסוד החיי הרביעי שנקרא פני אדם, להיות שעצם במלכות שהוא סוד מידת הדין, בגנזה ונלמה. The essence of Malchut usually is judgment. But the essence of the judgment was hidden. ומה שנגלה בספרת המלכות היא רק המלכות הממותקת. What revealed within that מלכות is only the sweet מלכות. What is sweet מלכות? When מלכות go up to בינה, she become sweet. בבינה. שהיא נחשבת ליסוד ולא למלכות עצמה. When it go up to בינה, it's no longer called מלכות, revealed to us Rav Brandwein, it's called יסוד, not מלכות. לכן נקרא דמות אדם או פני אדם. That's why they don't call it אדם, they call it image of a human or face of a human. שמקבלת לתוכה הרד גימל קווים של הרי ישור ונשר, because she received now the image of lion, bull, or eagle, בעצם בחינת אדם אין בה. And the concept of Adam, she doesn't have. My friend, I hope you enjoyed it. I know it was a little complicated to those of you who just joined me. Don't forget, we're trying to do a few things first Friday night. Minyan, we arranged a place for you so you can... Debbie, God bless Debbie. She just did all construction in the house, so you're going to be good. And also, we try to do Saturday night Slichot around 12:30, 12:45 to make sure that we're doing it correctly. Thank you and have a good evening. Bye-bye.